The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you know, the temperatures are rising and all sorts of wardrobes are being pulled apart. You're lucky you're only listening to me. I am just in a boring linen shirt and boring brown, or sorry, blue trousers, often described by members of my family. Why do you dress like a guard? Which is very unfair, but leaving me out of it. What about the rest of us? Is this the weather to come in shorts, flip-flops, T-shirts, or should you go back to the suit? Are we back to pre-COVID times? So here to discuss some of the summer fashion tips is Laura Jordan, who is an image consultant from stylesavvy.ie. And we're also joined by Cathal O'Sullivan, who's from 98FM, in a pair of shorts. No, what would you call them? Bermuda shorts?
Is that they're kind of a casual kind of smart, casual smart shorts. Smart, yeah.
Casually kind of things. Okay. Let me bring you in first, Laura. As I said, this is a difficult time of the year. Irish people in summer in April, it feels a bit unusual. Irish people in summer in any form, it feels unusual. But obviously everything has changed since COVID. Everyone has already gone very casual anyway. So when this weather comes in, what should you do? What changes should you make?
It's a really good question. We have been prematurely thrown into summer over the last couple of days, and we don't know, you know, is this it for the next couple of months? Main thing to keep in mind when you're looking at work is, what is the dress code in your organisation? If you don't know what it is, do feel free to ask. There is often...
So there'll often be an official dress code in a lot of companies.
There should be an official doc. We work on making them for companies because people don't want to touch this topic. It isn't something that is easy to approach with a person if you don't feel a member of your team is representing the company to the best of their ability. And of course, as you mentioned with COVID, the really fair point that we proved during COVID that we could still hit targets, work effectively in leggings, sweatshirts, shorts, t-shirts. So it's the office hours and the FaceTime with new clients where we are having to look at putting in specifics when it comes to something like that.
Obviously, you've got a generational thing. I mean, people of Cathal's age, if he doesn't mind me saying, tend to be a bit more free and easy, right? People a bit middle-aged is a great word because you can call everyone middle-aged, yes. Right? People tend to be a bit more stuffy, conservative. So doesn't matter the kind of company you're joining, what the dress code will be.
Absolutely.
Tech will be one thing. Financial services will be something. Government, civil service. They all have their own little intricacies.
That's it. And in Dublin in particular, and Ireland generally, we have a larger proportion of tech firms, a lot of, you know, European HQs are here. Therefore, our dress code typically is slightly less formal than we might see in other cities in Europe, which don't have the same volume of tech. And with that in mind, it is industry specific, as you said. Within tech, you do still have different categories. If you are creating software that you're not selling it directly to the client, then it doesn't matter what you wear. It's literally of no consequence. If you are selling that product to a client or meeting other
clients, front-facing, as they would say, to use that horrible cliche,
then it's a different factor.
So when these hotter temperatures come, people who are normally in, you know, a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a jacket or something like that, they'll say, right, I'm out of here. Can they just roll in flip-flops and shorts and say, look, it's hot, what do you want me to do?
The shorts, I think, are a really good example of, like, let's dive into this, because a lot of men in particular prefer to wear shorts a lot of the year round. I think because it removes the question of, if I'm looking at trousers or jeans, are they skinny? Are they wide? Are they slim? Are they, what length should they be? What shoes should go with them? With shorts, there's many less variables. So usually we're looking at length of short. We're looking at adding a belt to them. We're looking at making sure there's a cut in some shape, if you're in professional service. And again, a dress code will usually be really clear about when and if something like shorts.
Okay, let's turn to our Exhibit A. Cathal O'Sullivan from 98FM. Exhibit B or A, C, whatever letter you want to use. Cathal, you're in shorts, black T-shirt. Let me see. Can I see some runners or, okay, socks? Yeah, it looks all fairly standard enough. How do you feel about when the hot weather comes? Do you just suddenly break out into shorts? Are you like Laura's just said, wear them all year anyway?
I'm a bit of a wear shorts all year round when I can, if the weather is kind of like that, a little bit milder. But when the hot weather comes, I have them out 100%. Like, as soon as I saw the good weather coming this week, I got up into the depths of my wardrobe and pulled them down. But I was just like, I suppose, when, even Laura mentioned dress code, I work in this building and I've never read it. I can't say I have.
We're the exceptions.
Nobody's made
I can see some of the managers scrambling now. Get a dress code.
Nobody's made any complaints as of yet. But
it's the way, yeah, Laura said, all companies have this, so it's made us all nervous.
Yeah, it's mine. But yeah, no one's made any complaints. But I think, I suppose, when it comes to things like that, like Laura says, we're not always dealing with the public in certain industries and stuff like that. So I think once someone is dressed neat and someone looks smart to a certain extent and is well put together, I think
that's a great phrase. Well put together.
Whether such an Irish phrase as well.
Whether it's
yeah.
below the knee or above the knee, who really cares? Like, well, not really cares. I suppose certain jobs, even in this building.
So do you think of what you're wearing? Do you think you're sending out any kind of signal or making a statement? Or do you just think I'm uncomfortable? Or do you follow what I mean? Like, are
Yeah, no, I don't think I am. No, I've got a fair few comments this week.
And what is the signal?
People were saying, geez, it's a bit cold for this. Like, I was like, oh no, like I'll wear the storm. But even like
But don't we, you know that old phrase, we want our clothes to say something about us, right? Do you want your clothes to say something about you?
I don't know about saying something about me, but I'm more so, I'm just casual, very chill kind of energetic, confident guy who kind of, well, like I'm just going off what other people say as well. Like, I'm happy enough to wear whatever I want to a certain extent.
Say you moved job, not I'm saying that you have to move job, but say you moved job and I said, I was your boss, a terrible idea, I know. And I said, listen, you're going to be on the road now, Carl. You're meeting clients, as Laura said. Just would you mind sticking on the suit for the next few months as part of this role? Would you say, yeah, no problem? Or would you go, suits, I'm not into that.
I think I'd happily go with the shirt and chinos, like maybe the nice, like even the shoes I have on, a nice runner, stuff like that.
You could go with your shorts and the suit.
The shorts and the suit, yeah, that'd look great. But I love wearing a suit as well, though. Like if I could come in even one day a week, maybe, and see someone. But like that, I wouldn't be opposed to rocking the O'Neill shorts either, the Paul Mescal's cracking
them. Oh, no, listen, come on.
Don't let HR hear.
Just before he goes into the Beatles phase. Yeah. Now, Laura, let's talk briefly about the suit. It's sort of died. We saw somebody the other day in a suit and we all thought they were from the revenue commissioners because that's sort of what we associate with a suit. You just don't see them anymore. I mean, are they out there? What's happened? Is there still room for a good tailored suit or are they making a comeback? Where are we on the whole suit thing?
Again, the ultimate casualty of COVID was the suit. When we look at professional services, top tier, it's business casual is the day-to-day. Business formal, which is your suit, is only for what I call special events, special occasions. If you have an event in your office or you're meeting a particular client or you've got an evening event. I do suspect this is going to come back full circle. We are seeing a return to tailoring and workwear. Sometimes it's because people just want to wear it. And exactly as Carl said, the confidence and the assertiveness you can feel when you're wearing a suit, if you are not having, you know, an important meeting, you really want to give yourself.
And what
your
about
best
this support. Loaded word you hear, appropriate?
Appropriate.
Because it's like what you're appropriate could be different to mine, right?
Exactly. And that's where subjective versus objective.
What about a male boss telling a female staff member, I don't think what you're wearing is appropriate? I mean, that's charged territory.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's not something I'd ever advise going in straight for to have a discussion on. That is why a completely objective, independent document or advisor is necessary to be able to say, I have no opinion on your outfit, or I actually think your outfit's lovely. But according to this document, it's not appropriate for work. So it's not me. I'm not the bad guy. I'm outsourcing that to a piece of paper or a piece of work that was already completed. It's like an insurance policy for a company to have that done, sorted and very clear. No room for wiggle and uncertainty in it.
Unfortunate word, but I understand what you mean. I'll just keep dressing like a guard. That's
sort of, I need to get my hands on this document.
Yeah, I need to find it too. I want to
we need to get this
like.
Document, get our hands on it. Okay, listen, thank you very much for walking us through that. Laura Jordan, who is an image consultant from stylesavvy.ie, and our shorts wearer, our model for today, Colin O'Sullivan from 98FM. We really do appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.